You're talking about land by location a minute ago. If land is in an area that's sometimes flooded, you know, once a year maybe the water comes up, what would you call land?
I call it low land.
Okay, you ever hear the term bottom land?
Bottom land. River bottom land, lots of times we speak of in this country because it overflows when real high waters in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, where you can plant a corn crop or anything else, it won't hurt.
Any certain term for land that's near a lake or something that's kind of mushy?
Yeah, boggy, we call it.
Okay. What names for different types of soil would you have?
Different types of soil. Well, we speak of some soil as gravelly and some as loam.
Mm-hmm.
Some as clay soil. And some as rich.
All right. You have a lot of sand in it.
Sandy. We call it sandy soil.
Okay. If you had some land that had water on it, and you were trying to, and people are trying to get the water off the land, you might say they are.
They're trying to drain it.
That's
marshy. We call that marshy land.
Okay. And if you cut a canal for draining the land, does that have a certain name?
Well, you call it a drainage ditch.
Okay.
In this country.
Okay. What's the difference between a creek? I know you have Flat Creek out here and then Duck River. What's the difference between a river and a creek?
Creek is usually just a smaller stream that eventually ends up in a river, usually.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, what if something is smaller than a creek?
You have a branch. We speak of it as a branch.
Okay.
That's like a spring that comes out and feeds into the creek.
Okay. What about the names of, the only river you have around here is
Duck River.
Okay, and the creek, the main creek is?
Well, I guess it's Flat Creek.
What other creeks do you have?
Flat Creek, Thompson's Creek, Shipman's Creek. That's about the main ones I can think of right now.
What about
Sinking Creek? That's another one we have.
What about in a field or something, if you just plow a field and you get a real heavy rain and the water washes out places in the field, what are those called?
Let's see, washes out places in the field. I guess small ditches or gullies. I believe we speak of gullies a lot of times, but it's a form of gully.
Okay. Do you have any certain name for soil that's affected by this when the water carries it off? Is that the soil that's affected is called what?
You mean that the water carries the soil itself off? Yeah, let me see. That would be, a lot of times that's in river bottom. They bring the soil washes down in this river bottom land and deposits itself right on the land. It may come for a mile above where it's washing and eventually end up on this land, maybe your land, from your neighbors.
Well, this is called what? Erosion?
Erosion. If it really washes to where it cuts it down deep enough to take the top soil out, it would be erosion.
Okay. Over here at Mount Eagle, this big land form that you have to climb to get to Suwannee is called what?
Well, a mountain.
Okay. Are there any certain names for mountain roads or passes that you can think of?
Mountain roads or passes.
Do you ever hear the term a gap for a mountain?
Gap, yeah. They have Newfoundland Gap up there at Gatlinburg.
Uh-huh.
And they do speak of them as a gap sometimes that they go through. Where it's a narrow passage between two high walls.
Okay. What about when you have on a mountain or something where you have it comes down and then it'll drop off to 300 or 400 feet straight down?
Yeah, we speak of it as a cliff.
Okay. If you've got two of these, you call them what?
Cliffs.